This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. How's it going? It's Grant.
Hi, Grant. How are you?
Thankful it's Friday and almost Halloween.
What are you going to be? You have all the new options now with the long hair, huh?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be, you ever hear of the Powerpuff Girls?
Wait, say that again?
Have you ever heard of the Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, of course.
I'm Bubbles.
There's the blonde one. Is she the blonde one?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That is going to be so funny. Will you please send me a picture?
Yeah, there's going to be a barrage of photos. I'm going with all three of my buddies, and we're going to have the whole trio. We, like, bought matching costumes online.
And you got them? I mean, because you're not a small man.
No, I had to get an extra large woman, and it doesn't zip down in the back at all.
So you're going to be a little chilly.
Oh, yeah. Good thing we live in Southern California, right?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to see the pictures.
Yeah, I know. This is definitely one of those, probably the most well-thought-out costume I've ever done in my life, where I actually, like, went out, bought a costume, got a group of friends together. It should be really funny.
What's your girlfriend going to be?
She, like, wanted to be the Three Amigos, but because I was doing three, but she couldn't find other amigos, so I guess she's a solo amigo.
She's a lonely amigo.
Yeah, and I said, basically, you're just Mexican.
Who's that guy that takes care of the Powerpuff Girls? What's his name?
Professor?
Yeah, she should be the professor.
I know, she actually said that, but her costume didn't... Well, we thought one of our friends was going to come down and be the professor, and he was the obvious choice because it fits his character, but I think he opted out, and Lydia, my girlfriend, didn't want to spend money on an outfit, and she had everything ready for this amigo outfit, so...
Can it be adapted?
Yeah, maybe she can be the professor amigo, I don't know.
Spanish-speaking amigo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, what's going on? You called me earlier.
Yeah, I called about an approval we have out called Jensen Graphics. And right now you're the only approval that we have. And
it should always be that way, don't you think?
Well, I'm going to say maybe, maybe not.
You should say yes and be nice.
And I think that the reason why you're the only approval... here, let me back up. We had submitted
the
three others.
Oh, nobody wants this file.
Exactly.
So we're your last resort.
Not necessarily. If it doesn't work out at BFS, we'd definitely try and sub elsewhere. But the reason why everyone's declining, which includes New Logic, Fora, and On Deck, is due to excessive tax liens. And the rep hasn't gone forward and quoting the customer because we were hoping BFS could look into this and make sure it won't kill the deal during funding. I don't know if there's a way to do that.
No. And here's the thing: is he on a tax payment plan?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's going to be key here, because if he's not, and if we don't have proof that he's paid a couple of months, we're not funding it.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. I mean,
he doesn't have a payment plan.
Let me see if I can find anything.
Find out, because that's key.
I'm pretty sure that, like, even if he had a payment plan, it may be the case that their liens are too high. But, all right. I suppose in the future, I'm just trying to think about what we could do for tax liens. Could you remind me now? We have an approval, and if we were to move forward with it, what would happen in the underwriting process? Is that when they begin to do more advanced underwriting and, like, look into these, like, liens, and then it would come out? Do you see, like, that? Would that be how the process works?
It depends. So I have the matrix open. I have the matrix open, and I'm going to pretend hold on. So let's just say you're going to put this Premier Plus pricing. So let's put 8 points in here. Bear with it. Let me walk through this.
I was taking the 14-month max, so 157,100.
So we okay.
Put in our system, just because it's the max.
So how many points did you put in there?
8.
Okay, so and then 14 months, 157,100. Okay, so when you do that and it becomes orange, that tells you what team it's going to go under, and that tells you the process. So orange is you sell the file, you get the file back, or you you ask for contracts, you get the contracts signed and back, and then the merchant interview takes place. Now, if it had been blue or yellow, then those are the two teams that you guys sell the file, we do the merchant interview, and then get contracts and steps back all, you know, as quickly as possible. So with orange, yes, the answer to your question is yes. The underwriting will start after the contracts come in.
Okay. So I'll just inform them that unless if they're on a payment plan and have several months of proof of good payment, then likely this is not real. Not going to be able to move forward.
Yeah, just a couple. We just have to have proof that they're paying on it. A couple months. Well, when you say excessive, give me excessive.
I don't know. You know, I'm looking through the notes and trying to see if there was a number thrown out there, but I'm not seeing it. Let me look through my emails just to make sure.
Because I think all the lenders...
Okay, there it is. $1 million. So, yeah. Even if they were on a payment plan, I don't see that being cool.
Yeah, I just don't see that working out. I mean, the guy's gross volume is less than 400K. He owes way more than he's ever going to earn.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to probably shove it along then to some lower tier lenders and see if they will take that into consideration, because we just added a partner and I saw them fund somebody with $1 million in tax lien. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just wanted to call, make sure I and say what's up.
Yeah.
Tell you about my costume.
We're better. Yes. We're a better choice for this. I mean, we are tax lien tolerant, but that one's just a little high.
What's your threshold when a payment plan doesn't matter?
You know, there is a threshold, and I've forgotten at this point. Let's see. I think I wrote it down up here. Where is it? I'm not even sure. It really does depend on what the merchant brings in. It's a percentage of their income.
All right,
like
that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I hope you have a great Halloween, and if I have any other questions, I'll hit you up.
All right, and definitely send me pictures and more deals.
All right, yeah. On Monday, I should have some pictures. What's up?
Hey, a couple things. Just so you know, we're doing that 4%, so any files that you guys fund with us that are restaurants or any beauty or eating places, beauty supply or beauty salons, lawyers and personal care, you guys get an additional 4% on those files. So keep that in mind.
Lawyers?
And also, huh? Yeah, lawyers. We're doing lawyers now, and we're doing realty companies. Very recent. Lawyers and realty companies.
Well, that's good news.
Have now dropped off. Yeah.
Real estate management and sales?
Yeah. We'll do those. Yep.
Oh.
It's brand new.
Huh. That's good news. Yeah, no, we don't have crap for lawyers and very few for real estate. I mean, we only use BB for lawyers. So, yeah, we'll just send all of our lawyer files over to you guys along with BB and just see how it goes. We usually get like 2 or 3 of those a month.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
All right.
All right. I need to talk to Dean, but I'll call him later. All right.
Yeah, I think that'll be tough to get a hold of him today. I'm pretty sure he's out of the office today for a wedding, so...
Oh, is he? Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll call him on Monday.
All right. Awesome. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Send pics. Bye.
Well, there.